and welcome to this USsoccer.com podcast. I'm your host, Heather Soltis. Studio 90 is on the road filming with men's national team players for an upcoming video series to air later this year. The crew spent the past few days with Jozy Altidoor in the Netherlands as he nears the end of his first season with AZ Alkmaar. On Wednesday night, AZ faced a massive game against FC Twente, where Altidoor scored in the third minute. Then, with 20 minutes left in the game, he found the net again. Here's Altidoor describing that second goal.
Oh, it was a good ball from the defender, Nick Viergever, and I laid it off to Adam. For me, it's all the return pass. It's a great return pass from Adam, and it gave me the opportunity to get a shot off.
The game would end in a 2-2 tie, a disappointing result for AZ. Altidoor, who was subbed off in the 80th minute, talked about the difficulty of watching from the sidelines without the ability to impact the game on the field.
Yeah, disappointing. Especially, I thought we played well. I mean, at home, we've been very strong this year, and yeah, I thought we played well most of the match, but mistakes have killed us the past two games. You know, and when you play against quality and you make mistakes at this level, you're going to get punished, and we were punished against Valencia, and today we were punishing it. Yeah, it was difficult to sit there and watch, especially when you want to be out there with the boys, but that's part of the game, and it's just unfortunate. It's disappointing, but we have to pick ourselves up now because we have a very big game coming up Saturday.
The tie on Wednesday leaves AZ in second place in the Dutch league, 3 points behind Ajax. That means there's a big game on Saturday for Jozy and AZ as they take on PSV.
Every striker's happy to score. It's a great feeling, but at the end of the day, I want to win. I want to win, and I want to help the boys win. And so for me, Saturday, I just want to win.
You can look for video of USsoccer.com's visit with Altidoor and other MNT players this summer as the U.S. begins the campaign to qualify for the 2014 FIFA World Cup. And now I'm joined by USsoccer.com's Mark Laskevich to tell us more about it.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, Mark. So for anybody who didn't watch this series the first time around, MNT in England, tell us about it.
Well, these series on USsoccer.com, we go and visit men's national team players abroad. And like you mentioned, in the past 2 years, we've gone to England because we've had so many players playing there. This year, however, we're taking the series a bit broader. We're going to different parts of Europe, like Italy, Germany, and Holland here with Jozy. It's going to be a really exciting video series.
So we know Jozy will be featured, obviously, but what other players will be featured in this series this summer?
Well, we visited Michael Bradley in Verona in February. We're also going to visit Steve Cherundolo in Germany and then visiting some of the guys in Glasgow, Scotland, Carlos Bocanegra in particular. So those are some of the guys you'll be able to see in the video series.
So it's pretty cool that fans get to see these guys in ways that they wouldn't normally get to.
Yeah, a lot of times fans recognize our players when they wear the U.S. uniform and they see them on the field. And then when they're in our camps, they see them in team hotels on the practice field. But when we go visit these guys in their club environments, you get to see where they live, what their life is like, you know, outside of the national team, off the field. It's a pretty cool environment and a pretty cool look at how these guys live the rest of their lives.
So I've been seeing some tweets from this trip where the crew is over there right now. Jozy crashed a wedding. Besides this video series, what other things can fans see from these trips?
Yeah, there's been some great photos coming back from the crew. They've been tweeting them all at US Soccer Studio 90, which is Studio underscore 90. You mentioned the wedding. He was also at a cheese market. So it's kind of a cool way to keep up with the crew if you follow those guys on Twitter.
I'm sure fans are always looking on USsoccer.com for new video content, but when should they specifically look for these videos to start airing?
Well, there are some big games coming up for the men's national team starting in late May, and that's when we plan to start this video series. You can find new episodes of it throughout May and June, and then the next time the national teams are in with us throughout the year, you can expect more videos from this series.
Well, great. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast, Mark.
Thanks, Heather.
Well, that'll do it for this USsoccer.com podcast. I'm Heather Soltis. Thanks for listening.